Yeah. Just got a phone call then. And, yeah. Oh, it's a Caesar salad. Pretty good. Yeah. I don't know where the story cut off. I thought, well, there's two problems with a fishing line. Three problems, really. The first problem is the cheapest stuff that the fucking manufacturers could stick on the rods, you know. Well, it's generally low quality and not very strong. The second thing is, fishing line that is so weak, you know, you can get two fingers, you can wrap it around two fingers and go pop, you know, and it doesn't cut your fingers, you know. And, hardly sort of gets in there. And, the third thing is, it's really old. You know, you get some hardware shop, you know, they've had that sitting on the shelf for fucking 20 years or some shit, you know. So it's sort of just deteriorated with age. And, you know, and the fourth thing is very low strength line in the first place, you know. And, so I'd gotten this fishing line and put it on two hand lines and two children's sort of fishing rods, because the children's fishing rods are very short. They're like 5 feet full length. But they break in two, you know, you can split them. And that happens to fit very nicely behind the car seat. And most of the places up here to go fishing, you know, most of the rivers tend to be very small. There tends to be a lot of bushes around. You know, there's not, you can't swing a huge rod. And, you know, just the small rods are pretty good. So, I thought, I've got to get rid of this fucking line. So what I did is, I won't admit that I did it, but the idea was to take the hooks off the fucking fishing lines and then to, you know, just hang the fishing line out the end and set the reels and the hand line so that they could naturally unfurl. And what happened was, you know, driving 100 k's to the shops or whatever, you know, they should unfurl. There should be great big sort of, you know, 50, 100 metres of fishing line flowing in the breeze. And when I got to where I was going, they hadn't fucking unfurled at all. And you know how fishing line sort of tangles and blows everywhere and shit. Well, they hadn't untangled at all, but one of the rods had jumped out of the back of the fucking Ute. And got me fucked how that happened. I mean, because just the tip was poking out the back of the ute, you know, and the whole rod and the reel were inside the fucking tray, you know, and the only thing poking out the end was a bit of fucking fishing line. So I might have been able to get some cheap meat, but I've lost 20 something fucking dollars worth of fishing rod. Might be on the side of the road somewhere, but there's been a fair bit of traffic. You know. So if someone drove past and said, "Oh, beauty, fishing line," you know. Well, I guess fucking enjoy it, you know. But, you know. So there's a slow drive home, you know. There's a slow drive home, just looking for it. Yeah. Yeah, I said to this young woman, she's, you know, wanting to get into fucking childcare and have a family and all this sort of stuff, and I said, well, fuck, you know. So, I said to her, you know, you're about 24 now, 23, 24, you know, if you're going to have kids and have a family, you've got to start on this straight away, you know, because your period, your time of fertility is going to start, you know, it's going to go into decline. At your age, it's going to be into decline, and over the next few years, it'll start to significantly drop. And after a few more years after that, you'll basically, most women start becoming infertile, you know? And, you know. So she's been brainwashed with the feminist sort of narrative, you know? And I thought I'd have a bit of a shit stir, you know, just to see how she reacts, you know, to give her some new information and present alternative perspectives that, you know, back 200 years ago, fuck, that was the time of my father's family, you know. You know, they were born in most of my father's family. I haven't got the exact dates, but you know, that was the time when, you know, the whole family was living in a bark hut kind of stuff, you know. And there was you know, there was no TV. Doesn't it say a lot about TV that in the times when people would say, oh yeah, there's no TV, so they had fuck all else to do, you know, except fuck, you know. And what happened people were sort of getting married at 14, 15, 16, 17, you know. And because they married so young and started fucking so young, you know, family type fucking, not sort of casual rooting around, you know, what happened was you know, it was normal to have, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 children, you know. That was normal. And it's been a while since I've done a fucking head count. But I don't know about, you know, children dying when they're very, very young, still babies and that, you know what I mean? Because a lot of stuff happened that was never sort of recorded. But I think my father, I think my own father's family had about 16 kids. And you know, a lot of them were killed along the way, sort of thing, from accidents and death and misadventure, you know. I think most of the boys went off to the war. I think that's World War II. And you know, the what's the words? World War II and the Korean War, you know. And so I ran it past this young woman. I said, oh, yeah, I reckon, you know, you could be bred for about, say, 8 to 12, 6 to 8 children, you know? And, which is true, you know, in a biological sense. I don't see why assessing a woman should be any different to assessing a horse, you know. You either serve a function in the family and in the species, or you're no fucking good, you know. And you know. So, after I said that to her, the next couple of times our paths crossed, she got all hostile and pissy, you know. I'm so offended, you know. And, I thought about that. You know, it's a bit of a funny day because the sun is sort of bright and hazy. A lot of haze in the air. And, so you get, like, a lot of, shadows under the trees. And then, it just sort of makes it hard to sort of pick out the coloured bits of the rod, which is the real. Yeah, so this chick, you know, I presented something to her. I said, you know, this thing about feminism of getting a career and getting a job and, or going to university and, you know, then getting a job and then getting a career. I mean, you know, in the time all that's happening, that's where your fertility, your optimum fertility is. And, you know, by the time you sort of get your sort of, you know, you finish your university and then you sort of got your career and then you qualify, you know, you're qualified and then you get your career happening, by the time you sort of get to that sort of stage, your fertility is basically finishing up, you know, it's nearly basically over, you know. So contrary to all this bullshit that all these feminists push, you know, if you follow that shit, you'll just destroy your opportunity for having a family, you know. And, yeah. So she turns around and gets all fucking pissy and huffy and fucking nasty about it, you know. No, you know, you're not going to live in La La Land forever, darling, you know. You know, a few more years and you won't be even be able to have fucking kids, you know. Yeah. Taking the advice from a older man, you know. Oh, fuck. I'm so offended he hurt my feelings. Oh, I'm a victim, you know. Most women are too stupid to, you know, open up to brains and experience, you know. They got their nasty little cliques and their nasty little gossipy stuff and, you know, oh, I'm upset. He offended me. You know. And contrary to all this feminist bullshit, you know, oh, women are childcare workers and men are pedophiles. Oh my God, got to keep the men out of the childcare centres. Oh, you know. Well, I reckon by the very nature of the fucking work, and how fucked in the head a lot of the women who are childcare workers are, I reckon that industry attracts an awful lot of women who are pedophiles. You know, there's something fucking wrong in their head. They can't grow out of being like 5 years old themselves, you know? I remember when I was, I think, 5, 6 years old, and it was kindergarten. It was preschool, kindergarten, grade one, grade two, you know. And so this was in the days when the milkman used to do, you know, around town to do deliveries of fresh milk. And so they'd put all this milk in all these plastic packets, you know, for the kids to fucking have for morning recess as part of the sort of national thing. They'd give them little plastic bags, you know, flavoured milk or whatever. I think they were flavoured. And what happened was that the milk would be sitting in the hot sun for about 4 or 5 hours before we got to it, you know? And I'm a bit suspect on the quality of the milk in the first place, because the milk shouldn't, from fresh milk, shouldn't be going off that quickly, you know? Not like that, you know? And so I got, was given my little bag. Everybody had to sit in a group and everybody had to suck on their little packets of milk through their little straws, you know? And you know, I stuck my straw in and started to sort of, went to suck on the milk, and I thought, this is fucking off. This is not just a little bit off. This is fucking rancid, you know? So I just put my fucking packet of milk down and refused to drink it. So this fat bitch of a fucking teacher, preschool teacher, starts marching around the room going, who hasn't drinking their milk? Which one of you kids hasn't drunk their milk today? You're supposed to drink the milk now. Who was it, you know? And I said nothing, you know. And she continued to fucking rant and rave and make a fucking cunt of herself. It's partly that thing, well, you know, if you don't want to drink the milk, you shouldn't fucking, you don't have to. And the other part of that is that you know, if you try the milk and then decide this is fucking shit, this has gone right, this has gone really off, you know, you know, for her to be sort of running around the room like a fucking milk Nazi, you know, really, she's got no right to fucking stand over the kids and scream at them, who hasn't drunk their milk, you know? Like, who gives a shit, you know what I mean? Someone that day decided that they didn't want to fucking drink the milk, that's their prerogative, you know? Just because this retarded bitch has got the job of supervising the children, doesn't equate to her, you know, robbing those children of their fucking individual choices and rights, you know? Yeah, so oh wow, is that it? Oh no, that's not it. This is a bad spot to sit. Big trucks come flying around the corner and I'm a little bit too close. Although they can divert around me, I'm a little bit too close to the corner. So, yeah. So this chick's now, I mean, she was all right looking, you know, she's nice sort of looking, but she had a fucking odd little mouth on her, you know. And that's just the way her head turned out. But ever since then, she's been wearing a Miss Prissy fucking, you know, there's, you know, Foghorn Leghorn the chicken, and then there's Miss Henny Penny or Miss Prissy, the fucking female hen with the big thick rimmed glasses on, looking like something out of Harry Potter. And ever since then, I've sort of looked at her and I thought, she's not a nice fucking chick, you know. She's not a nice looking fucking, just character wise it's nasty, you know, the fucking, oh, I'm upset because he upset me, you know. Yeah. Was it the was it the fact that I said, you know, you've only got a few years left to have kids, or you'll run out of time, you know, your fertility will end? Or was it that I said, you know, taking the piss out of her, oh, you look like you could be good for about 6 to 8 kids, you know? Like you could be bred for about 6 to 8 kids, you know? What, you mean, you know, a woman's no different to... breeding a woman is no different to breeding cattle, you know. And if you're not fulfilling your duties and obligations as a wife and to have lots of good, strong, healthy children, then what are you fucking doing there? You don't serve a fucking purpose, either for the species or for humanity, or as a wife, you know, or as a part of a family. You're just a waste of fucking space, you know. So, you know. Well, which bit was it? It's got me fucked where it's gone. Yeah. And, yeah, so I've lost a fishing rod, maybe the fucking fishing line snagged under a fucking wheel or something, you know, run out at 50 or 80 metres of line and then fucking bailed from the back of the car. Dunno. So my fishing line's fucking gone. Right. What a cunt. Yeah, the car's a bit overdue for service. Yeah, it was a good shopping trip today. Just about out of toilet paper at home. Got some more of that. It was a brand of insect repellent called Community Brand. And might get out for a piss actually. Yeah. Yum. What is it? Oh, you know. Sausage fell down the side of the seat. Yeah, when the fishing rod exited the car, I didn't hear a thing either, you know. Didn't hear a thing. Mate, no bangs, no taps, nothing. So, yeah, what a piss off. That's the only thing I could think of, is a fucking fishing line, you know, when I was backing up, and that somehow ended up in one of the back wheels and bloody wound itself off and then fucking got to the end of the line and yanked the bloody fishing rod overboard. Because the way it was situated was in a fucking parking, was in a sort of dead air zone. So at 100 k's an hour, it's not, you know, a thin light little glass fibre rod, you know, the size of a pencil. And a little plastic and aluminium reel, or sort of, yeah, as a counterweight far inboard, and only the, you know, fucking foot or so of the rod was sticking out the back of the fucking tray. Got no idea. You know, the fishing line didn't feed out, and bloody nothing came up behind me to sort of tread on the fishing line, you know, to suddenly accelerate the speed, you know, of the line coming out of the fucking, off the reel to 61 metres a second. You know, nothing came, no one came up behind me, and that was never happened. And had it happened, no one came up beside me and said, "Hey mate, you lost your fucking fishing reel. Here it is embedded in my fucking radiator." You know? Nothing at all. So, yeah. Well, I just had a funny feeling that it's just up the road a bit. Well, trendsetters. I can't sort of I've done the slow drive fucking heading home and I haven't seen it. Might be just near the turn off. Alright, catch you later. Bye.